I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Like many countries in the Arab world, Morocco has seen protests in recent days. They began with a national march in mid-February, but since then the protests have been relatively small. Moroccans want change, but they don't want to get rid of their king. King Mohammed VI has pledged to speed democratic reforms, but even more urgent may be the need to tackle poverty. The World's Jerry Haddon reports.
At an outdoor market an hour outside the capital, Rabat, farmers sell produce and spices under makeshift awnings. In a far corner, some men wearing traditional jellabas take a break for tea. These men say they're struggling. There's no hospital here, says one. My wife was sick and she went to the hospital in another village. We spent a lot of money to get there. The closest thing these poor peasants have to health care is this traveling healer seated nearby. Natural medicines are spread out before him on a white sheet. I can cure your hemorrhoids, he says, into a megaphone with my powder made from goat horns. It's poor areas like this, both rural and urban, that have the Moroccan government worried during these weeks of regional unrest. During national marches in February, Morocco's poorest rioted in cities like Al Hoceima. There, six people died when a bank was looted and set ablaze. Mohamed Oboukidi of the Moroccan Association of Human Rights says he doesn't condone such actions, but he understands why they happened.
Young people, illiterate, no job, no housing, no education. How can you imagine from him to march peacefully and don't show any actions of hatred and anger?
Morocco's king is trying to keep public anger at bay, but he faces a conundrum. Reducing poverty takes time, and revolutions move quickly. To show he's listening, the king has just named a special counsel to help enact urgent reforms, and above all, to find ways to create jobs right now. On a recent afternoon in Rabat, hundreds of unemployed university graduates jostle in front of a labor union headquarters. They're trying to get their names on a list of new government jobs. This initiative, announced earlier this month, will create 2,500 jobs for people with college degrees. Driss Jalay says he has a degree in geography. He's been looking for work for 7 years. We need reforms, he says, social and economic reforms, in order for us to find jobs. If I could, I'd start my own company, but in Morocco, it's too complicated. Finding work for Morocco's educated youth is seen as a key to stability here. What Morocco most needs is high-tech jobs in research and engineering, but it lacks the universities to provide the training. The king is trying to correct that. He's building a new university on the outskirts of Rabat, dedicated to research and development. About 200 students started last fall at the International University of Rabat. Eventually, some 5,000 students will study here. The idea is to educate and to create and patent products that can be built and sold in Morocco, such as this tiny windmill for generating household electricity.
Ça peut démarrer avec une vitesse de 4 mètres par seconde, donc c'est assez faible.
It will work in very light winds, says a young engineer named Mohamed Emin Barmoussi. It can also withstand winds up to 50 miles an hour, and it will cost only about $600. Morocco only has 9 engineers per 10,000 citizens. France, by comparison, has 130. Moroccan economist Mehdi Lalou says Morocco does need more highly skilled workers, but building a sparkling new university isn't enough. Lalou says Morocco must fix its crumbling elementary schools. Only about half of Moroccan adults can read and write. And for education reform to work, Lalou says, an even deeper problem needs to be stamped out: corruption.
We know that the situation of corruption in Morocco is the worst year after year. And we know also that without a free justice system, we cannot lead a very successful fight against the corruption.
Many Moroccans complain bitterly about corruption and nepotism, especially in the public sector. Last week, dozens of foreign ministry workers protested outside their offices in Rabat. This man, who won't give his name, says their boss never gives anyone a raise or promotion. He just hires his friends and family, he says, as a way to cover up the disappearance of public funds. Protest organizers hope to persuade people like these employees to put aside their individual complaints and join the ongoing, larger call for reform. For the World, I'm Jerry Haddon, Rabat, Morocco.